Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Church, let's be on our feet as we welcome our pastor who has been anointed specially for us today to receive the word. Help me welcome E.S.
Hallelujah, let us pray. Father, thank you for another opportunity to be in your house. Thank you for the fellowship of the believers. It's an honor, oh God, a privilege to come and be in your presence. I pray today you speak a word to us, a word that will help us further, a word that will be a blessing unto us, a word, oh God, that will come for doctrine, for rebuke, for instruction, that, Lord, we will be ready for all that is laid in front of us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And you want to take your Bible and let's make our confession. You want to say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Well, it's a blessing to be here on another Sunday. Amen. And I know that the Lord is teaching us a lot of things. Ask your neighbor that you cry, have you changed? Since you came to know the Lord, have you changed at all? Any change registered? Anna, how you wear is how you are. Any change? Any change? You know, one of the nice things about life is that you look back after a year, 2 years, 3 years. You see, you don't see it every day. Just like how you didn't see your gaining of height every day. Then one day you took out some trousers, but you wore it and the trousers was almost shorts. So it means the growing was happening. You just didn't see it. Are you there? And that's how it is also with changing in the house of God, that you come in and you can't really see. Yeah, I can't see that. But you look back one day like, oh, Charlie, all said and done, there are some good changes. How many of us you can identify with that? I'm saying, you look, you can see something. Oh, I didn't know how to pray. Now there, I can pray. I didn't used to go to church. Now I go to church. I mean, I didn't know any scriptures. Now I know a few scriptures. Are you there? Slowly but surely, like that. Amen. Hallelujah. And this We've been talking about a great change because we need to change. We need to change. Are you there? We cannot be as we were. You can't meet God and be as you were. Then what did you meet? Yeah, who did you meet? Are you in the house? So we started looking at seven great principles of a great change. Amen? And I believe that it's been helping us. Principle number one. After you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you grow up spiritually. Wow. And I'm just quickly going over it. 1 Corinthians 3 verses 1 and 2. I can't give you the detail, but you can always find it on the podcast or find it on the YouTube or whatever. Yeah. Or Facebook, wherever you prefer to go. After you are born again, if you will grow up spiritually, you see a change. Principle number two. It's always an if. You can choose. If you are born again, a great change will come into your mind, into your life, if you renew your mind with the word of God. Amen. You'll be surprised at how contrary to the word of God our thoughts are. Are you there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You see, even what we say at the beginning of the service, I can do. That's the word of God. It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But many times our thinking is the opposite. Can't do. Yeah, I can't do. But the Bible says you can do. So whatever is required of you, you can do. Are you in the church?
Oh, yes.
So never stop giving excuses. Just go ahead and do it. Hey, just do it. Many of us, we just come to church. We are just sitting there. But you don't realize that this is where your mind is being changed by the word of God. Amen. Amen. Slowly but surely. And the Bible says you can do all things. So whatever is required of you, you can do it. Amen. Hey, tell your neighbor, stop that, your fake humility there, and understand the scriptures. You know, we think that we are being humble when we say, I cannot do. You are not being humble. You are rewriting your future. Hey, me, I can't do maths. Who told you you can't do maths? Who told you that? Apply your lazy brain and you see that you can do. Look for some help and you see that you can do. Practice the thing and you see that you can do it. Find a proper math teacher, you see that you can do it. Don't tell us that you cannot do it. What are you talking about? Hey, I can do all things. Yeah. Is it not part of the all things? Yeah, it's all part. Hallelujah. Some people say that, oh, I can't learn scripture. Who told you that? You have bought a lie. It's not true. You can learn. Ah, come on. I can't have my quiet time every day. It's not true. Do you brush your teeth every day? Do you have a sermon with yourself before you brush your teeth every day? Then if you can brush your teeth, the brushing of your teeth in the spiritual realm is your quiet time. You can have your quiet time every day. Yeah, you can do it. Am I talking to some people here? You can do it. Hallelujah. All right, then we had principle number three. After you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you listen to a lot of preaching. Can you please ask your neighbor, what was the last message you listened to? Hey. Hey. I mean, one of the things about preaching is that it doesn't finish. It doesn't finish. Even the same message, when you listen to it being preached again, it's exciting. Amen. And last week, we're looking at after you're born again, a great change will come in your life if you change your friends. Hallelujah. The friends that you had as an unbeliever, it's time to change them. Otherwise, you will not go far because you spend more time with your friends and your friends affect you. Whatever you say, your friends affect you. Are you in the church? Yeah. You're going to church and then you get some non-church going friend. It's just a matter of time. Yeah. And for some reason, the person doing the wrong thing seems more able to convince than the other way. Yeah. Yeah. You used to drink a lot of alcohol. Then you stopped. Then you go and start having a friend who... You'll be there when slowly. You are back. Yeah. So sometimes you just need to make up your mind. You are not quarreling. You have just changed your friends. Yeah, you just changed. Are you here? Yeah, some of you, I'm your pastor. You are not doing well spiritually. Yeah? Just check your friends. And sometimes you are the friend who should be changed. Hey! Please ask your neighbor, are you the one who must change your friends or you are the friend who must be changed? Which one are you? Hey! Hey! are you the one who must be changed? Wow. Well, today, let's continue. We have another point that's helping us. We're trying to change. And let's go to principle number four. Oh, is it five? After you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you fellowship a lot. A great change will come into your life if you fellowship a lot. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. The gathering or the assembling of Christians is what we call a church. Fellowship is what we share when we meet as believers. Are you there? Whether in the context of a church or the context of just Christians together, what we do is fellowshipping. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you in the church? And you see, it's very important because when you begin to cut out fellowshipping, you begin to see the destruction of your Christian life. I have seen a lot of people who have criticized the church until they are out of church. Oh, you don't get me. You can criticize. As for criticizing church today, there's always something to criticize. Why? Why is there something to criticize? Because you are in the church. Each one of us is not perfect. So the non-perfect me has come to church, non-perfect you has come, the next non-perfect has come. So when we put it all together, our imperfections are there. Is everything correct? Not really. But, tell your neighbor, but. There's a but. There's a but. This morning I remembered an old something. When Noah built his ark, he put the different animals there. The Bible doesn't tell us what was going on in that ark. But if you know the nature of animals, you can be sure all was not peaceful. Hey, because remember, when they went into the ark, you see, there was peace. Oh, there was peace. But by the time sin came, then everything was spoilt. So how the cat and the mouse, they don't like themselves. They still don't like themselves. And there were two mice and there were two cats on the ship, in the ark. But you ask your neighbor, what do you think they were doing? What do you think they were doing? Do you think they were fellowshipping? Do you think there was peace and happiness? You, let's continue. The lion and the antelope. There were some two lions and some two antelopes. Hey! In fact, I saw a scripture. I should find it again for you, where it says that of those that were clean animals, they take on seven. So I was wondering, is this seven pairs? And then those that are unclean, you take three pairs. Was there peace? Lion and antelope, was there peace? Hey, I'm sure the lions were complaining. Pastor Noah. The antelopes know we can't eat them right now. Have you seen how they are shaking their waist? Have you seen it? So I am sure that there was some turbulence in the ark. Just like how there can be some turbulence in the church. Oh, you don't know that there can be turbulence? Have you not been annoyed with me before? I'll speak the truth. I've been annoyed with you before. Oh, come on. Okay. Have you not been annoyed with somebody in the church before? Yeah. But let me tell you something. No matter what's going on in the church, no matter what was going on in the ark, it was better to be in the ark than to be outside. Better be in than to be out. That's how it is in the church as well. Because the church is where we fellowship. And when you do not fellowship, you have become like a coal that is standing alone. The same charcoal, you put it together, it's a nice fire. And we're making our soup. But you take one out, no matter how bright it is, you just leave it in the corner long enough. It will go off. And I have seen people who have criticized the church has done this. So because of that, they stopped fellowshipping. And as they stopped fellowshipping, over the years, they've just drifted out. Completely drifted out. What's the point? What's the point? Are you in the church? Let's read some scriptures. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. One of the reasons we have the New Testament with us is to help us to follow in the steps of Jesus. Are you in the church? We were given an example. And the reason for that example, the Bible says that we should follow in his steps. And so that means that the things Jesus did are things we should take note of and we should also do. There are many things he did, but one of them, which we can find in Luke chapter 4 and verse 16, he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. That was his habit. Are you there? That was his habit. So this is one of the things we are supposed to copy. This is one of them. Rather than all the excuses we have not to be in church. And many of us, it is like we go to church when we don't have anything else to do. And I have to tell you straight away that it's demonic. It is completely demonic. Because the scripture tells us, do not neglect to gather together. And if you are looking for excuses not to come to church, oh, baby, keke. Plenty. What are some of the excuses? It's raining. The weather. I'm feeling cold. I'm broke. It's non-scoring. I'm tired. Sure, every forward-looking human being on earth is tired. I'm what? You're moody today. Hey, that's a big one. I have my laundry. I couldn't wash Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So God's Sunday that he's looking for you just for 2.5 hours. That's the time you are going to wash. Then when you finish, you turn around and you expect him to bless you. Something, even you cry, you will not do that. How much more God? Hey. You see, I'm taking my time on this point because what I need us to understand is that until you make up your mind that you will fellowship, you won't. Yeah. It's not convenient.
At all.
It's not convenient. Are you there? Yeah. It is part of your life as a Christian to fellowship. And when you do not like fellowshipping, it is a sign of darkness in you, and it's a sign that you are not a believer. 1 John 1:7, if you have a scripture to challenge you to bring it. 1 John 1:7, let me show it to you. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. You don't fellowship, I don't care what you say, I question you. Look at it. What's the sign that you are in the light? Suddenly your reading ability has gone astray. Look at it, it's there. Have you not noticed that when Tafla chair you have sent, as happens, have you not noticed that your church going becomes some way? I'm asking you a question. Oh, you've not seen it? Yeah. Yeah. If you are honest, yeah, it has nothing to do with church. You discover that it has a way of suddenly you are. Yeah. All of us, they say, you suddenly, I want to be alone. I don't feel like going to church. I'm not worthy. Your head, who is worthy? Please, I don't want to answer that one. Who is worthy? We are not in church because we are worthy. If that was the qualification, then from the pulpit to the back of the church, nobody qualifies. He didn't say, bring your holiness. No. Bring yourself. Just bring yourself. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Oh, I traveled. No problem. When you travel, where you went, were there not some believers there? I don't know if you get the point I'm trying to make. In other words, we need to fellowship. Whatever you say, you will not be in Kumasi 52 weeks in the year. No. Work will send you something home, family. You need no problem. When you get there, there are believers there. So that one, you cannot use that as an excuse. No. Hey, are you in the church? Some of you who are in school, let me address you too. Small blessing God has blessed them. They've gone to SHS. Hey. Can't go to church again. small university you have gone to when you go home. Hey. You don't know God again. Small degree God has blessed you with. They are all, no, no. Find a place and fix yourself. Yeah. I'm really happy to say that. When we say that our church is worldwide, we really mean it. We really mean it. There are very few areas of the world you won't find. But even if we are not there, there are other believers who believe in Jesus. Look, the fellowship of the believers, find them and be there for your own sake. For your own sake. Are you there? You will have Christians who will enter into a place you don't even declare, you don't look for any believer, you are just there. Let me boss you a true story. Are you ready for bossings this morning? This is a true story, as told to me by a close friend. This friend was living in one country in Europe, and he was a pastor, still is a pastor, and he had friends who used to be his next door neighbors in Kumasi. Are you getting it? But they were in another country. But over the years, they had kept the friendship. So one day, I mean, occasionally he used to visit their country. Then one day he got a text from them, a call, that, oh, big sister has had a baby and she would like you to come and name the baby. And he said, oh, that's a nice, I mean, it's an honor. I'll come. So he got some time and he went. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Now, when he went, he got to this country. You see, I'm sharing this with you because I need to show you that you need to stay connected to the believers. He said when he got into that country, he knew all the pastors there that we have. He knew so many people. He said for some reason, he did not contact them. He said, even for him, I know him very well, that's very not him. Because normally, you see, like if, for instance, you get to a place, you know that this person, you call and say, oh, I'm in town for a couple of days, couple of weeks, I'll see you soon. He said, for some reason, he didn't do it. What he didn't know was that it was part of the devil's plan. The day came, and he went to do the naming. After the naming, you see, any time he used to come to that place, I don't know how to explain this. It's like there are five brethren, five siblings, and they're all his friends. What he didn't know was that over the years, they had all moved, so only one sibling was staying in the house. Well, the one sibling was a girl. So after the naming, say you have not told anybody that I've come. So you can't now come and tell Josiah, I'm coming to your house to sleep. You cannot come and tell Zombie, you're coming to his house to sleep. You can't tell any, because you have not told anybody that you are coming. So now that we are finished, where are you going to sleep? Where are you going to sleep? Is it not there? So he was in the house when, Charlie, house has emptied. What he did not know was that sibling who is left in the house is now 32 years old. And not married, and she had made a calculation. Her calculation was that it is time that I have a baby. Listen, I kid you not. I'm telling you, it's a true story. So the woman has decided. Is there one you know, the devil you know, not better than the devil that you don't know? Oh, I'm asking you a question now. Brother says that he was bossing me this story himself. I was, Charlie. The evening continued. Before long, brother realized that he's very hot. He's very, very hot. But you see, he has not told Rasuda he's coming. He has not told Nana Kofi he's coming. He has not told Awe he's in town. He has not told Mabida he's in town. Where is he going? So he couldn't go anywhere. So the happening happened. You see, if you are looking at me like I'm telling lies, so I'm telling you a live story. Hey, the girl timed the guy. The girl knew that, Charlie, there's something called point of no return. She has organized it. It has happened. So he came back home quietly to sit down. Didn't say anything. After a battle of 4 years, 4 or 5 years, the wife he had married in Ghana finally was able to join him. And happiness has come. And one day, tell me about one day, he got a call. Brother, it has worked. What has worked? It has worked. I kid you not, as his wife was expecting their first baby, the girl was calling to say that she was pregnant. Wow. Yeah. I tell you, Echensini. Yeah. And he told me, this one is not someone, he told me that when he thought back, he said, this thing is my fault. He said, because when he arrives in the place, he will always associate himself with the believer. He said, this time, he said, he doesn't know why he did not. Yeah. It was a trap. Major trap, and it worked like magic. So there he was, expecting 2 children. Man of God. You see, I cannot boss you the midnight that his life ended. Because it was midnight. It was a real midnight. Are you there? Hey, I remember sitting at a meeting that we were striving to save this brother, because you see, one of the things the devil does is that he will also bring the info to the people in the church. The thing had hair. I remember sitting with his wife at a meeting where we are trying to see what are we going to do. The woman, she held me. By the time I got up, she had, there were cuts. Yeah, just trying to contain herself, just trying to. Her. If I tell you the midnight that was unleashed over the brother's head, the Bible says, by means of a warish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. By the time the whole something was over, this man who was living in a proper flat with his wife, he was living in a, hey, I would like to show you, I can't show you the size of the house he had to move into. He had to sell his car. He had to move. You see, you are looking at me very quiet. I'm telling you something. Hey. Because I was doing a course at the time. I used to stay with them. I remember that at a point when you are having your shower, when you put the shower on, the water, half your water goes into the loo. She said the bathroom is so small. That's all he could afford to rent. Are you there? And I remember the brother telling me that this thing is because I didn't tell anybody. You'll be walking around and don't fellowship. There's somebody waiting to eat you. I thank God that he recovered fully. Are you with me? But it was not easy. It was not easy for him. And the proof that the woman had just planned, she never disturbed his marriage. We just had to sort out how he would send money to look after that. You see that she said it, I just want a child. Hey! And she did it. You'll be there saying that you are hard, you can survive. You can survive. You see, because the brother could see he was falling. It's just that I don't have anybody I can call now to say, save me. Or you don't understand what I'm saying, save me. When you remove yourself from the fellowship, who is going to save you? Who? Yeah. So this story there, I was there. It was live. Live one. Live story. It was not easy for him at all. I just thank God that by the grace, I mean, what I'm telling you is about 25 years ago. You know, and they've, I mean, come through. But I'm just sharing with the cost of not, that not fellowshipping. Not associating. And it's important because in this church, we are people who are on the move. One of the things you should know is that every time you change location, your fellowshipping will be affected. Yes. So you finish school. I'm sure as we are praying for people doing exams, some of you, this is your last year. And as you feel you are done, then you are moving somewhere, sometimes to a different town. Don't just sit there. Organize it. Find a place. Fellowship with the believers. You say, oh, I'm just settling down. Stop that rough there. Even before you know the market, find the church. Who knows what will find you on your way to the market? Hey! I tell you, you see, this brother, he knew the family. These are people he grew up with. To him, that's my brother, that's my sister. That was what how his mind was. He never knew that somebody inside the mind has changed. Push your neighbor and say, neighbor. The fellowshipping is a serious. Have you seen how you are all sober? The tears we cried, the prayers we prayed, the pleading with God. Is this the end of this man's life? I have never forgotten it in all my life. I said the thing 25 years ago when I'm bossing you, the feeling that I still have that feeling. Yeah. Because he didn't declare it. When you land, so those of you who are thinking, I want to go to Appalachia, I want to go to Appalachia, go with your sense. I'll never stop you. I'll never stop you. Never, I'll never stop you. But when you go, wear your sense. Even before you know where the supermarket is, where is church? Where is the fellowship of the believers? Where are those who believe like I believe? Where are those who pray like I pray? Where is my church? Is my church here? Then you go there. If your church is not there, look for the nearest something, something. Yeah. I remember I used to go to work in some town. But at that time, we didn't have a branch. But Fountain Gate was there. Up till today, the pastor knows me by name. One day, my son needed help. And the pastor told, I know your mother. This and that, and he helped him. Yeah. Don't do like you are a stranger. How can you be a stranger? It's called the fellowship of the believers. Am I talking to somebody? Always associate yourself with the believers. Never separate yourself and be out there and say, now that troublesome shepherd of mine is not here. And that woman who used to preach lectures is not here. Freedom for the masses. Hey! You are joking, oh. Hey! Those of you yet to go to SHS, when you get there, look for the believers. Those of you about to go on NSS, going to some town, something, look for the believers. Those of you who are applying for some job, the job is taking you some. I said, look for the. As for Ghana, dear, by the grace of God, you find us everywhere. Yeah. Hey, but you see, our church that is in this corner is not very. It's waiting for you to come and sort it out. Remember, I've told you already. Better be inside the ark and be sorting it out than outside. Go there and tell the pastor, I've come. Please, what would you have me do? And do your own there for your own sake. That your fire die not before you return. Yeah. Hey. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. And I have to tell you that by the grace of God, I've traveled. And one of my joys when I travel is to take the phone and call. I will always leave with the pastor's number. And I call. I don't know him from anywhere. But you should see us as if we are siblings. Just because, I will go to church. If there's a Sunday, I will go to church. Hey. Am I talking to somebody? Because some of you don't like church. You come because we worry you. It's okay when you are a baby Christian. That's what baby Christians do. But after a while, you are grown up. Yeah, grow up. And see that is good for you. Yeah. Am I talking to somebody this afternoon? Yeah. Hey. Please ask your neighbor, have you been cutting church? Somebody sitting down here shaking his head like something. Hey, tell your neighbor, I see you. Yeah. If you are struggling to come to church, find a friend who will come to church, who will make sure you come. Yeah. If your shepherd is annoying you, no problem. Just find a friend who you come to church with. For your own sake. Do not neglect, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And if the person is in this church and does not come to church regularly, separate yourself from such a one. And find somebody who comes. Yeah. When I say regularly, there are some of us here, we have jobs that take us away. That's not what I'm talking about. Once the person is in town, you see them. Are you getting me? Once the person, that's your friend. Hey, not the type that you are, what, you say what, washing? Sorry. Hey, push your neighbor and say, neighbor, I will not be the reason why you fall down. You can call on me. You call on me. We'll go to church. We'll go to church. We'll come to church. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Those of you who is only on Sunday, you get running stomach. Only on Sunday, your head is paining you. Only on Sunday, your back is paining you. Only on Sunday, you can go to work, but you can never go to church. As for work, you have time to go. You have energy to go. I just came to tell you one thing. I have time to tell you one thing today. God is not a fool. As for we human beings, you can fool us any day, any time. But God, he sees all. He knows whether it's real or it's not real. But me, I have questions. Some people, I want to ask them. How come your sickness, it only comes on Sunday morning? Ask your neighbor, are you the one they are calling? Are you the person that mommy is talking about? Hey! If you really want to know your heart, if you really, really want to know your heart, look at what you do. If you really want to know your heart, look at what you do on Sunday morning and what can keep you away. Yeah. If you really want to know your heart, because some of you drink anything, take anything to be able to go to work. But it's God who gets the excuses. From today, may it die. Yeah. May that thing die. God, yeah, he will understand. But it's you who will get cold. The consequences will still fall. Yeah. Force. Push your neighbor and say force. Force. Yeah. Force. In fact, the days that you don't feel like coming, that's the day God has a message for you. Yeah. That's the day. You know, it's not every sermon that's your sermon, but the day that you don't go, that's the day that is your own. May God help us. And may he help us to fellowship and keep us hot. And keep us working together, fellowshipping together, that disaster will not overtake us, that the enemy will not find a place to enter, that we will walk together, that even when danger is coming, somebody will alert us because we are in the fellowship of the believers. Stand to your feet this afternoon. Stand to your feet this afternoon and just bow down your head. This afternoon, I want you to pray a prayer. If you are somebody who struggles to come to church, know that it's not because you're a bad person. No. It's like that's your battle. Everybody has a battle, and maybe for you, this is your battle. I want you to talk to God about it because he is the one who will help you by the power of the Spirit to desire fellowship. Are you with me? Just lift up your voice for a moment. And if you are in church, pray that your fire will never go down for you to stop. Just talk to the Lord for a minute. Thank him for the admonition that we should fellowship together. Thank him. And ask him for grace to continue. Father, thank you. Thank you for taking care of us and giving us a place to fellowship together. May our fellowshipping be tight. As we come into your house all the time, as we fellowship with those of your name, may we grow stronger. Father, I pray for anyone who struggles to fellowship, that Father, you by your Spirit will grant them a desire to love what you love and to do what you did. I thank you so much for the brethren, the fellowship of the brethren, the thing that brings us together and encourages us. Father, let it be present among us. We give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIEDIASE. God richly bless you.